I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Churches around the world gathered for Easter yesterday, many of them digitally. The worldwide coronavirus outbreak has pushed many churches online. But Mike Ansari of Heart for Iran says the ministry launched a fully digital church way back in October 2019.
The conditions in Iran does not afford us to be able to have a healthy and thriving church model that we are used to in the West. Majority of the Iranian believers are coming from an Islamic background. These are converts. They are isolated believers.
The church live stream services on social media every Thursday, connects people with small groups, and even provides counselors they can call. Ansari says Christianity thrived in Iran before Islam, and he believes it's beginning to do so again. And Door International and their ministry partners are translating the Bible into all sign languages. But they aren't the only ones who are trying to reach the deaf. Hare Krishna, a religious branch of Hinduism, is also translating their sacred text into sign languages in South Asia. Now, for deaf people, it's difficult to find spiritual answers in their heart sign language. So when something comes along in sign language claiming to give hope, deaf men and women are drawn to it, even if it's a lie. But Door International's Rob Meyer says they train deaf Christians in pairs through their 2x2 program to share the gospel with deaf communities. And with deaf people learning about other religions,
it's even more critical and even more important that they have access to God's word so they can check themselves and they can know, yes, this is what I believe and this is why I believe it.
So pray for the deaf in South Asia to grow in Jesus' truth. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of Lomai Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional written by women for women. It uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.